Lift him up, November 7. The record books in heaven. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Let us individually consider what is the record made in the books of heaven concerning our life and character, and our attitude toward God. Has our love for God been increasing during the past year? If Christ is indeed abiding in our hearts, we shall love God, we shall love to obey all His commandments, and this love will continually deepen and strengthen. If we represent Christ to the world, we shall be pure in heart, in life, in character. We shall be holy in conversation. There will be no guile in our hearts or upon our lips. Let us examine our past life and see if we have given evidence of our love for Jesus by seeking to be like Him, and by working, as He worked, to save those for whom He died. Of the zealous, self-sacrificing disciples of Christ, it is written that Jesus was not ashamed to call them brethren. So fully did they manifest His Spirit and bear His likeness. By their works, they constantly testified that this world was not their home. Their citizenship was above. They were seeking a better country, even a heavenly. Their conversation and affections were on heavenly things. They were in the world, but not of the world. In spirit and practice, they were separate from its maxims and customs. Their daily example testified that they were living for the glory of God. Their great interest, like that of their Master, was for the salvation of souls. For this they toiled and sacrificed, counting not their lives dear unto themselves. By their life and character, they made a bright track heavenward. Upon such disciples, Jesus can look with satisfaction as His representatives. His character will not be misrepresented through them. God has made the advancement of His cause in the world dependent upon the labors and sacrifices of His followers. The salvation of our souls was purchased by the infinite gift of the Son of God. Jesus left heaven, laid aside His glory, left the communion and adoration of the sinless angels, and for our sake humbled Himself, even to the death of the cross. And now we, who have become partakers of His great gift, are to be partakers also of His sacrifice, extending to others the blessings of salvation. There was not one trace of selfishness in the life of Christ. All who are laborers together with God will have the same spirit as their Master had. They will be continually growing away from selfishness and renouncing self-indulgence, even in things that had once appeared innocent to them. And when His glory shall be revealed, they will be glad also with exceeding joy.